This is Keith Kaiser coming to you once again for Manna in the Morning, continuing our studies in God's Word in John chapter 13, the beginning of the upper room ministry of Christ. Verse 4 tells us that the Lord Jesus, he, it says, riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. The Lord Jesus here begins to do an extremely humble thing, a very lowly act of service towards his disciples. It is amazing that none of them had thought to do it as they came to this Passover supper. After all, in that culture and in that time, it was the most basic thing to do for a guest, to wash their feet. Later, when 1 Timothy chapter 5 is describing widows who are widows indeed, one of the qualifications is, if she hath washed the saints' feet, meaning, if she's shown them hospitality. So washing feet came to be understood as the very entry-level thing that one would do to be hospitable. But here, none of them had thought to do it, because the other Gospels will tell us that on the way up to Jerusalem for this final journey, they had each been talking about who was going to be the greatest in the kingdom. And as they were working out their resumes and polishing off their credentials and thinking about the great position they'd have in the coming kingdom of the Lord, they completely missed that the Lord Jesus would first suffer and then reign. They were only thinking of the reigning, only thinking of the glory, only thinking of being great. And of course, it appeals to human beings to think of their own greatness. We each like to think that we're important, and we like to think of having more and more attention brought to ourselves. We can understand how these disciples thought. And yet it was a sinful and woefully misguided attitude, especially in light of what they were coming up to Jerusalem to do. The Lord Jesus had been warning them for some time now that he was going up to Jerusalem to be crucified, to be rejected and betrayed and delivered into the hands of the Gentiles for execution. He had been very clear and explicit with them in telling them what was going to happen at Jerusalem, but they hadn't been listening. So not surprisingly, none of them thought to do this simple act of service, to take the low place and wash the feet of their fellows. But now the Lord Jesus, the Great One, their Lord and Master, would get down, would lay aside his garments and gird himself like the lowest bond slave, and would carry out this great act of service. You say, my, that's amazing humility on the part of the Lord Jesus. I wonder how he could do something so great as to get down and perform that lowly task of washing the feet of his disciples. I'll tell you, dear listener, that was nothing compared to the stoop he had already taken in coming into this world. Philippians chapter 2, which we've referred to previously in our studies, says in verse 5, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That verse is telling us that although the Lord Jesus existed in heaven with full honors, all the rights and prerogatives of deity, being able to command the angels to go where he would have them go, say what they should say, to serve him and fulfill his every wish, although the Lord Jesus existed in light which no man can approach to, and had glory with the Father before the world was, nevertheless he didn't hang on to this glory. He laid it aside. As the great hymn by Wesley says, Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. He veiled his glory in human flesh. He stooped, came all the way from heaven to earth to become a man, and being found in fashion as a man, he became a bond slave who was obedient even unto the point of death, and that the death of the cross.